Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Any excuse to play Kylie. Iconic, isn't she? Electric Picnic has wrapped for another year. 75,000 revellers enjoying Ireland's biggest music festival. And of course, Kylie wrapped things up last night with the closing act. Fans were treated to performances by Kylie, of course. Teddy Swims, Ray, Noah Kahan, Calvin Harris. Loads of big names, actually, this year. Also, outstanding homegrown acts that we can't forget. Playing at Stradbally in County Laois over the weekend. The Wolf Tones, did you see the crowds? The Mary Wallopers, Belfast rap group Kneecap, and of course Codaline made a bit of a comeback there as well. Over in the UK, their biggest music festival, Glastonbury, is broadcast throughout the BBC for the entire weekend. You've got to love it. It's just a feast of music and you can watch it from your own couch. So everyone can kind of feel part of that experience or that iconic festival, I suppose, from the comfort of their own home. So why don't we have the same here is the question we're asking today. Should RTE broadcast the Electric Picnic Festival? Would it be feasible? Would it be easy? We'd love to hear what you think. I had total FOMO over the weekend. Loads of pals at Electric Picnic watching it on Instagram. I would have loved to be kicking back on my couch with a glass of wine, watching it, feeling part of the experience. So get in touch and let us know what you think. Jackie Conboy is on the line. She's from the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. Jackie, would this be a no-brainer?
Oh, absolutely. And out of the 700 million, over 700 million that RTE have got, I would expect it for next year. So definitely, like when you look at Glastonbury, and it costs, what is it, 62 million to put to stage that event. Now, you have Electric Picnic, you know, which employs over 5,000 people, not including artists. Surely that either RTE over the 700 million or Minister Martin would do something there, because we have so much, so many and so talented homegrown artists, you know, that would actually get more airplay in EP than they would get on our public service broadcasting here in Ireland. And imagine if that was on your TV and, as you say, sitting back with a glass of wine watching it, the benefit that that would have for new artists and current artists and even down to theatre. If you look at the amount of stand-up, be it comedians, theatre acts and stuff like that, there's more going on there in 4 days than we have throughout the year in Ireland. In theatres around the country. It's incredible.
It's a fair point, because the big names don't necessarily need the platform on local television, you know, on Irish television, but the local Irish ones could certainly do with the platform, I'm sure, the growing bands.
100%, because there is, and we've been fighting this for so long, the lack of airplay for Irish acts. Imagine if they could get on TV and then that would be broadcast throughout the, you know, throughout the world. It was there and available. And surely the likes of RTE, out of that huge amount of money, could do something. Or maybe you should have a chat in News Talk and say, well, maybe we should do it, because we have the talent to do it. We have the production people. We have all the sound people. It's all there. It's all in this country. We don't need to go to the UK or bring in anything to do this. We have the people available to do it. It's only a matter of paying for it.
It's a rights issue, possibly, as Pat Kenny pointed out earlier on when we were teasing up this item. It could be a rights issue for the artists as well. But I suppose BBC have made it look easy with their kind of, you know, cool minimalist sets. You know, they're just filming it live. We're watching it going out. But of course, there's all the different stages and different areas. So they've probably put a year's work into it, making it look easy. Mary is on the line in Cork. Mary, do you watch Glastonbury when it's being broadcast?
I didn't see it this year now, Anna, but I would have watched it over the last couple of years, and it's absolutely amazing. Yeah. You'd actually think that you're at the concert, you know, and like that, yeah, sit on throw yourself the couch. You have the comfort of your own home and the glass of wine and the whole lot and watch it without the pushing and shoving. But
and no queues for the toilets.
No queue for the toilets. Hopefully not, anyway. But Yeah, I think it would definitely the way to go, but it would have to be well financed, I think, from some form of government sponsorship or grant or whatever, because I know as it is, say, for example, Electric Picnic, that I know the vendors down there, because there was a whole, it was very highlighted a lot over the last few days now, where the vendors have to pay something like 25% of what they're taking. So that's huge. I mean, you don't want to outprice yourself either, you know, if you're going to, you know, if it's going to be televised, well, you know, somebody else should take the whack for that, the cost of it, you know, and not re-shove that onto the people who are going there as well and make it, don't outprice yourselves, you know, because people enjoy these concerts and they are fantastic. And I mean, the talent we have in Ireland is incredible.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah, it needs to work for everyone.
One of the best countries. Yeah, and Ireland, I think, worldwide, we have the we have some of the best musician stars like Hozier, U2, and even I don't know if you came across, they played at Electric Picnic this weekend. That group of kids from Cork,
Brilliant, yeah,
absolutely amazing. They've hit 1.5 billion views worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, the audience is there. Incredible. The audience would be there. It's just about, I suppose, the rights and the finance and the staging and all that kind of stuff. Interestingly, DJ broadcaster Marty Guilfoyle is on the line, I believe. Marty, you did a set on Saturday night. How did that go?
Went great. Thanks for asking, Anna. Yeah, I was on after Calvin Harris, thank God. If they put me on the same time as him now, I think I would be giving you a different answer. But yeah, it went really, really well. And the stage that I was playing on, actually, when I was waiting to go on, I could see the lasers and stuff from the main stage. And when I got the call about this, like, obviously it's a no-brainer and stuff. And I was actually only down on the Saturday. I'd work elsewhere on the Friday and the Sunday. But I finished work yesterday at 7. And it was only when it was mentioned to me there today that this conversation was being had. Like, when I got home and ordered a Sunday evening Chinese takeaway, the thoughts of being able to stick the TV on and watch Kylie Minogue be incredible on the main stage, I was like, geez, I would have watched that now over Love is Blind.
It would be so lovely for everyone else at home to be able to be a part of it, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really, really would. And a great point made there earlier on as well, it's that, you know, you have the obviously the music acts that are at the top of the poster, but there's so many amazing as well throughout the weekend. Like Russell Howard was there. Like, you're sitting back and you're looking for something to watch at 3 p.m. on a Saturday, and you've got a world class comedian in front of you on your couch, you know, and it's coming from like wherever you're living, like could be like an hour or two away in a field in County Leash. I know I'd be locked in for sure, but you did mention as well the BBC do make it look so easy. You watch back the clips on YouTube in the comfort of your own home. You can only imagine the work that goes into it. But we do have it all here. We don't need to go abroad for it. That's the thing, you know. Yeah. So hopefully it is something that could be considered for next year and we could all watch it from our home as well.
Well, here's the conversation taking place and this is how these things start. And RTÉ did show kind of highlights packages a few years ago, according to our team here. So, you know, we've touched on it before, RTÉ have, but maybe not in the full BBC, Glastonbury, you know, full tilt kind of way. Craig Hughes is on the line, I think, co-founder of the Night and Day Festival. Craig, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, I agree with Marty that absolutely it should be broadcast. I mean, when you have so many amazing musicians taken to the stage, it's a shame not to share that with the world and I guess even the rest of the country. We were fortunate enough with our first Night and Day Festival that it was the subject of a five-part series on Teach You Get Her by Red Shoe Productions. And I guess I can give a small bit of an insight into the rights issue there. So the Zootons were the only act who refused to come on board and let themselves be filmed. But everyone else jumped on board, so with the likes of Villagers, John Grant, Tudor Garland, Mary Wallopers. And it was really great spectacle, really great showcase for a lot of Irish artists as well. So while I understand there are complications there and hurdles that need to jumped over, it would be an amazing spectacle to be able to bring on to people's small screens.
And you see, you've some insight in here, so this is interesting. The Zootons, was it the management just saying no, or are they looking for an extra fee, or, you know, what's the issue?
Yeah, well, look, I think when we were doing it, was obviously a very small production, but I think there was an issue of, you know, I think they wanted some sort of fee or something like that. And when it was a small production, I think the budget for that really kind of wasn't there. So look, it would be a different kind of a scale with like an Electric Picnic and a kind of broader big broadcast. So I guess the question you'd have then, it would be, you know, do you go ahead with it if the likes of Kylie Minogue, you know, don't want to be on it or you can't agree with them? Or do you go ahead and make some television and kind of cut your cloth to measure with some of just the Irish acts there? But look, I think to have nothing from us is a big shame.
Is a real shame, absolutely. Stay with me, Craig. Just I might read some of these texts coming in and I'd love your reaction. Regarding Glastonbury coverage by the BBC, it should be remembered that the BBC operates on a budget of 5.73 billion, whereas RTE operates on a budget of 370 million or 315 million sterling. Someone else says RTE broadcast from Electric Picnic a few years ago. They tried to do the BBC at Glastonbury. It wasn't great. It would be great if EP was on the TV, someone else says. I don't think it would affect ticket sales. Is that another concern, that if I can kick back on my couch with my glass of wine in my hand, Craig, I won't go and buy the ticket?
No, actually, all the kind of academic research points to that. If you're to watch a festival, either online or on television, you're actually more likely to go next year, more likely to be part of it. And I guess for Electric Picnic, I don't think they're worried about their ticket sales anytime soon, given the, you know, the sellout is
they sell out year on year, there. Don't they?
Yeah. So no, I don't think that's a consideration. I think from RTE's perspective, you would have to look at obviously the cost side of it and what sort of a show that they could put on. And of course, look, maybe they don't, it doesn't have to be Electric Picnic that they go to. Maybe there's some other small festivals like Night and Day around the country that they'd like to go and showcase as well, to give people a flavour of what else is on offer.
Well, you'd be a fool not to suggest that while we're chatting about it, Craig, in fairness to you. But there is huge interest in the lovely boutique-y festivals as well, and less crowds and, you know, less queues at the bar or the toilets or whatever else. RTE or Virgin could record and then transmit Electric Picnic as a best of on the following weekend, as BBC also do with Glastonbury. Maybe that's a more feasible way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it would certainly be, I guess, an easier way to dip their toe into it rather than going for the kind of larger scale production straight away. But again, you're coming down to a rights issue, and are you prepared to have a kind of more slimmed down show, which I think would be fine as well. And you could also do kind of what BBC do, you know, have some acts do their own performances in a kind of a acoustic version for you as well. I mean, there'd be no way you wouldn't be able to get a couple of hours of highlights reel from each day to broadcast, you know?
Of course, yeah. And player footage and all that kind of stuff as well, if you wanted to be clever about it. Brian is on the line. Brian, tell us, why did you get in touch? What are your thoughts?
I have live streamed musical events in the past. One particular one was the Ballinamore Free Fringe Festival. They had five stages, and I live streamed two stages, and while the other three were being recorded, during the band intervals, I was able to put out recorded key pieces of recorded events from the other stages out live. And the you know, it takes maybe half an hour for a band to change over, so we were able to put out the other events from the Ballinamore Free Fringe Festival. But I've also streamed quite a number of other events, the musical events, arts events, community events. I've been live streaming from 2012, so I have a quite a track record. I have the license to stream. Now, the music issues, that's a matter of resolving that with other music rights issues that might be involved with the different music companies. So that's just a planning thing. If the decision was made that we're going to live stream Electric Picnic next year, it's a matter of working with the licensed people.
So, and is this live stream for broadcast quality?
Oh yeah. It can live stream. Well, the basic live streaming that I would do in some locations is HD, but where you can get a good broadband quality, you can go 4K.
Okay. Sean joins me on the line in Donegal. Sean, you grew up watching English festivals on the telly. Did you love them?
Hey Anna, how's it going? As a child, I grew up looking at all the English festivals on BBC, like Reading and Glastonbury and Isle of Wight. And like from the age of 11 and 12, I was like, once I'm old enough, I want to go to festivals. And I've been, once I turned 15, 16, I've been going since.
And you love them?
Oh, absolutely love them. But I used to sit up late at night, like, I was always allowed to stay up a bit later just to watch the festivals once it starts. And every year I was watching them. And I think it's a no-brainer, because, as some of the other guests have said, there would be huge demand there for people to watch it. I love watching festivals when they come on TV, even if I can't make them, the ones in England. And it's a brilliant way of showcasing the talent that we have here in the country. Like, EP was full of top Irish artists this year.
It really was.
Really was, yeah. But no, on a side note, I think maybe a bit of complacency from the organisers in terms of international acts, and maybe that's because they know it sells out every year before the lineup's announced. It was a bit of a scramble, and they added a lot of Irish acts last minute. But yeah, I think maybe that's the reason why they haven't broadcast it before, because there's a bit of complacency there from the organisers recently.
Well, they just know they get the sales, but they did have a lot of big names, in fairness, over the weekend. I was surprised when the big names kept coming through, Sean.
Well, I'm going to Reading next week in the UK, and it was part of the reason why I didn't go this year to the Edinburgh Picnic. But it's pure FOMO, like yourself, Anna, all weekend. Because I've been the last 13 of them, and I do love the festival. But I just saw two festivals 2 weeks in a row was a bit much. So I'm holding off. But some
take
names,
a beat.
Like huge names next weekend at Reading Festival as well.
Well, go and enjoy it. They certainly do it very well in the UK. It's a seamless setup, and they're able to broadcast it very well. So you never know what we might be able to do. Thank you to all of our callers on that, and keep your texts coming in.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.